You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Intuitive Strength Podcast. If you are new here, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. I have another great episode for you this week. I am procrastinating a little bit with this episode as this episode comes out tomorrow. So I am filming this the day after Easter. I tried to get it done yesterday. There was a lot going on in the household. We had people over. I had my friend over. So yeah, I hope you had a great Easter. But I definitely am excited about this episode because this is what I do for a living, right? So helping women specifically start their strength training journey. And I'm especially passionate about helping women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond start their lifting journey and start to lift weights because there are so many benefits to having a consistent lifting practice, regardless of the life circumstance that you're in. And I want to make sure as many women get the education, empowerment, and training that is going to help them feel their absolute best, regardless of the season of life that they are in. So that is what this episode is about today. We're going to talk about how to get started. If you are a woman in your 30s or beyond looking to start incorporating weight training into your fitness regimen, your fitness routine, if you don't have a consistent practice right now, this is the episode, the guide, if you will, on how to get started, what to think about, things to consider. So yeah, let's get into it. If you aren't already subscribed to the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to or watching this episode. I post on YouTube. I post the video on Spotify as well. And then the audio version is also available wherever you get your podcast. But be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. All right. So this episode is specifically for women who are in their 30s or above or beyond, right? You want to start lifting weights consistently, or you just want to start in general. You've never had a consistent lifting practice and you are looking for some guidance on where to start. I'm specifically talking to women because we in these age categories, so in our 30s, 40s, 50s, etc., have several things going on. So I'm specifically talking to women in their 30s and beyond in this episode because I feel like we definitely have a lot of considerations when it comes to training because there are so many different life circumstances going on for us in these ages. A lot of us may have previously or recently been pregnant. A lot of us may be still trying to get pregnant. Many of us may be experiencing perimenopause or in menopause. So all these different life stages are going to dictate kind of what our training looks like, what our goals look like. And that's kind of where I want to start the conversation. So before we even get into the specifics of what to do and what to focus on, it's important to know that these different seasons of your life are going to heavily influence what your workout regimen is going to look like. So that's where I want you to start with analyzing kind of where you are in your life right now, what's going on, maybe what you're experiencing physically, health-wise. Yeah. And take that into what I'm about to talk to you today, because that is, again, going to guide how you are going to navigate training. Now, if we were working one-on-one, for example, and you were in one of these certain life stages, maybe you just had a baby, maybe you're in menopause or perimenopause, that would dictate how I created your program, right? So that's just, again, something that I want you to keep in mind. So I would work with you and work with kind of what you've got going on to create the best program for you with the best goals that are most aligned with where you're at in your life. And of course, you're here because you already know that there are so many benefits to having a consistent lifting practice, regardless of the life stage that you're in. So I'm not going to get into that today, but I am going to get into kind of like the step-by-step on what to think about in terms of mindset, and then where to start in terms of like what your program could possibly look like, right? So once we've analyzed kind of where we're at in life, our season of life, and took that into consideration when it comes to our goals, the next thing I want to talk about is mindset when it comes to lifting weights. The first thing that I want to go over is that lifting is a skill at the end of the day. So anyone can learn this. Anyone can learn how to lift weights. It's just a matter of putting in the practice and having what I call a growth mindset. So always be looking to learn something new, always be searching for something that could possibly be improved, and being open to learning throughout the entire process. The more you practice, the better you're going to get, obviously. So practice makes progress. When you first start, things may be a little shaky. They may be a little wonky and awkward, and that is totally fine. It's completely normal. When I started lifting weights way back in the day, over 20 years ago at this point, that's exactly how it was. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just kind of going into the gym and trying things, picking things up, testing out different exercises that I saw in fitness magazines. Thankfully, today we have lots of technology available to us. So I have my Thrive coaching program that offers my clients exercise videos so you can see exactly how different exercises are executed. But there's things like YouTube and other workout programs out there that are going to show you in video form exactly how to do exercises. So you have a lot of resources available to you when it comes to learning lifting as a skill. But just understand that it's probably going to be a little awkward and shaky and unstable at the beginning, and that's totally fine. As you continue going, you are going to get stronger. You're going to become better at those given exercises or those exercises that you're doing, and you're going to gain confidence along the way, just as long as you stick to and commit to showing up and putting in the practice. The next thing that I want to address mindset-wise is what's called gym intimidation. And I did an episode way back a few years ago. It's episode 12 on the podcast. It's audio only. I was only doing audio at the time, but I talk about gym intimidation, which is essentially just having feelings of anxiety or being uncomfortable in the gym for a variety of different reasons and how to overcome that. But I'm just going to give you a couple pointers today. If that's you, if you do want to be lifting in the gym and you just have a little bit of anxiety around it, or you're uncomfortable going to the gym, possibly because you're just getting started with lifting weights, that's totally valid. But the first thing that I want to say to you is if you go prepared, that's automatically going to boost your confidence and boost how comfortable you are in the gym because you have a plan going into the gym. The second thing that I want to say about this is no one cares. And I mean that like in the best way, in the most loving way. And what I mean by that is everyone who's there at the gym is mainly focused on themselves. So unless you're doing something completely outlandish in the gym, no one's really bothered or focused on what you're doing. So you can stay focused on what you came there to do, which is lift weights, right? So that's empowering in itself to know. And the last thing that I want to say is you absolutely belong there. You pay your dues just like everybody else. I understand like the weight room specifically could, depending on the gym that you're in, could be overrun by men, people of the male species, right? Which can be intimidating. But we can talk about different ways to get around that. And I'm going to get into like equipment and things and recommendations and maybe setting up in like a different location that's away from the dumbbell rack or like the weight area where there tends to be a high concentration of the opposite sex. But if you want more information on gym intimidation, definitely check out episode 12. I dive into different ideas to help you to turn down the volume a little bit on your gym intimidation and empower you to get into the gym and use the equipment and start lifting weights. So definitely check that out if you're interested. Okay, so those are the mindset things that I wanted to go over. The next thing that I want to talk about is a plan. You definitely need a plan, you know, being prepared, right? Having a plan before you even get into the gym. This is going to do a couple different things for you. It's going to give you intentional time in the gym. So instead of just going in like kind of winging it and deciding when you get there, what exercises you're gonna do, you have a set plan that is focused and specific and aligned to the goals that you've set for yourself. So that goes back to the season of life that you're in. Obviously, you're gonna take that into consideration when making your goals. So for example, if you're pregnant, you're probably not gonna go for a body composition goal at that current stage in your life, but it is, your workouts are aligned to that goal. So that is going to give you more intentional time in the gym. You're going to have exercises that are focused on specifically what your goals are. You're not going to waste as much time in the gym because you already know what exercises you're doing, what equipment you're going to need, and kind of how you're going to navigate the gym. And again, it's going to increase your confidence because you have a plan, you know what you're doing when you get there, and it eliminates that standing around or like just awkwardly trying to figure out where to go next because you already have a plan and you already know what you're going to do. So I highly recommend, if you do not have a plan right now, the first thing that you want to do is get one, and get one that is in line with your specific goals. When it comes to choosing a plan, especially if you're just getting started, I recommend looking for a plan that uses free weights that are easy to move around. And the reason for that is because, it's a couple of reasons, is because you can move that equipment to wherever you're comfortable in the gym. So that goes back to that gym intimidation factor. So if you're feeling uncomfortable going to the gym when you're just getting started, using things like dumbbells, kettlebells, and resistance bands, those things can easily be moved around the gym, and you can easily get your workout in wherever you are. You just bring the equipment with you, you bring your mat, you bring your dumbbells, and you get your workout in. So I'm recommending, if you're just getting started, to start with pieces of equipment like that. You can also incorporate machines as well if you're comfortable using machines. Those are the pretty stationary big pieces of equipment that usually focus on one muscle group, right? One or two muscle groups. You can also incorporate those as well. But again, I do recommend using equipment that you can easily move around the gym. And if you're looking to train at home, investing in things like dumbbells and kettlebells and resistance bands can be pretty cost effective depending on the brand and the type that you get. So there are different options for what's called stackable options for dumbbells and kettlebells. So that's basically like it's one set of dumbbells or just one kettlebell, but it loads different weights for you. So you might have 5s, 10s, 15s, 20s, a pair of dumbbells all in one set of dumbbells. So it's cost effective, it's space effective, and you're able to train a variety of different weights with those exercises. Resistance bands are also very cost effective. They're very low cost. I have a pack of the big giant loop bands. I think I got those for like $30 on Amazon, and I take them to the gym with me because most gyms don't have them to do pull-ups and things and other resistance band exercises. But those are the types of equipment that I recommend if you're just getting started, if you're looking to invest in some equipment. I do have a home starters like resource guide with all the links and things for these specific pieces of equipment if you're looking to start building out your home gym. But whether you're training at home or you're training in the gym, these are the pieces of equipment that I do recommend because, again, they're easy to move around. They're a little less intimidating than using the barbell, for example. And they're great pieces of equipment to learn the fundamentals and learn the core, what I call the core five, which we'll go over when it comes to lifting weights. Now, if you are interested in learning barbell training and you want to get into lifting weights because you want to learn barbell training, first and foremost, I love that because that is my favorite way to train. But I can understand how barbell training can be very intimidating if you're just getting started. But I do also have a guide on barbell training as well if that is where you want to start. So we're not going to go into that on this episode, but you can definitely check out Intuitive Strength episode 63. I think it's a video episode. I'm pretty sure it is. So you can use you can view the video version on YouTube or Spotify, but there's also an audio version as well. But that takes a deep dive into barbell training, how to start barbell training, if that is something that you are interested in. Going back to the plan, so highly, highly recommend a plan so that you have focused, intentional time in the gym that is aligned with your goals. If you are completely unsure of where to start, I do have a free template. It is called the Lifting Made Easy template, and it basically walks you through how to set up a workout plan, like what exercises to choose, sets, reps, things like that, depending on your goals. You can grab that at trainbriogletree.com/lift. And again, it's a free resource guide, but I highly recommend, if anything, that's where you start so you have some type of guidance going into the gym or going into your lifting workouts. At the end, we're going to get into different exercises that I recommend, but definitely grab that template if you don't have something to go off of right now. And the next thing that I want you to consider or to think about or to prepare for is your gym layout. So when it comes to choosing exercises, again, if you're using free weights, dumbbells, kettlebells, resistance bands, things like that, this may not be as important. But when you're choosing exercises for your plan, for your workout plan, taking into consideration where things are located in the gym. I have followed plans before, like online plans, where there's two exercises that are supersetted together, which is basically when you do two exercises back to back with minimal rest in between. I've had programs where these two exercises are like on opposite sides of the gym. So when you are creating your plan, that is something that you want to consider if you're not just using simple free weights. Maybe you're using free weights and like machines or something, or like the cable machine. Just keep that in mind when you are putting your plan together, like where things are located. Another reason why gym layout is important, because you want to know where to go, right? When you, especially if you are feeling some type of anxiety around going to the gym, just knowing where you're going to set up your equipment, set up your workout can ease those feelings of gym intimidation. It kind of gives you a location to head to when you get there, so you don't feel like, you know, out of place, like you're not sure where to go, things like that. So definitely check out, if you don't already know, check out your gym layout and kind of figure out where equipment is, where you're going to set up like your mat, your dumbbells, your kettlebells, things like that, where you're going to do your workouts, where the equipment is that you need so that you can get the best workout when you're there. All right. So when it comes to the workouts itself, where do you start if you're just getting started with lifting weights? So again, grab my template if you have like nothing to go off of right now. I also have what's called Thrive Coaching, which is a membership-based workout program that helps you figure this out. It kind of does all the work for you. But the key components of a workout plan are going to be your warm-up, power development, your actual lifting and strength training, and then conditioning at the end. And I go into this in more detail in episode 84. So if you're looking for a whole breakdown of the different components of an effective workout plan, lifting focused workout plan, definitely check out the episode before this. I take a deep dive into that. But those are the basic components of a solid workout lifting plan or strength training plan. So of all those components of a workout, a good, solid, well-rounded workout, I highly recommend that you do not skip the warm-up. So the warm-up to me is the most important piece of the workout or preparing for the workout. It's going to prime your muscles for lifting heavier weights. So just get into the habit of always doing a warm-up, even if it's just like 3 to 5 minutes in the beginning of some mobility stuff. Just always get into the practice of doing a warm-up before you go to lift heavier weights. And this includes warm-up sets if you need them. So especially as you get into barbell training, if you choose to get into barbell training or just heavier weights in general, having a warm-up is just going to help you lift better overall. Your muscles are going to work better. You're going to feel better in your training, and then you're going to recover better from your training if you incorporate a warm-up every time that you lift weights. When it comes to sets and reps and how often you should be training, again, this is going to depend on where you're currently at in your life. So what season of life you're in, that's going to dictate how much volume you're going to do and how often you're going to train. Now, on a very general basis, I recommend that women strength train anywhere from 2 to 4 times per week. This is usually very doable for most women. And then again, depending on what they've got going on in their life, it would be a little bit more, a little bit less. So you be leaning more towards 2 times per week or 4 times per week, depending on your season of life, how you're feeling physically, and what you've got going on health-wise, right? In terms of volume, when you're just getting started, I highly recommend staying within a rep range of 8 to 12 reps per exercise, just to help you get used to the movement mechanics and learn the movement mechanics. This is a good rep range to get enough volume in and enough repetitions in to start really learning and drilling movement mechanics, which are going to be important if you choose to go heavier down the road, right? So you can use some lighter weights here with different exercises, learn the movement mechanics, and then as you're getting stronger, add weight over time. But I believe that 8 to 12 reps is a good rep range to be in to learn movement mechanics if you're just getting started. All right, I saved the best for last and probably what you came to this episode to hear, but specifically what exercises to start with when you're just getting started lifting weights. So we're going to go over what's called the core five, what I call the core five. And the core five is the five fundamental movements that any well-rounded strength training program has. So regardless of your goal, you're going to see these core five movements, or you should see these core five movements within the plan to become a well-rounded mover, to help you move better in life and navigate life better, and also to help you become your strongest self. Okay, so the core five are the squat, the hinge, the upper body push, upper body pull, and core exercises. So all well-rounded strength training programs, lifting programs are going to have these exercises incorporated into the plan. Now, there is a ton of different variations of all five of these. There's single leg versions, there's two-legged versions or bilateral versions. And if you're just getting started, you're probably wondering what exercises, like what variations of these exercises should I be starting with when it comes to lifting weights. So I'm going to break that down for you right now and kind of the rationale behind it and why I think you should start with these exercises. So starting with the squat, the two that I'm going to recommend if you're just getting started lifting are going to be the box squat or squat to box, and then the goblet squat. So if you're brand new, if you've never squatted before, like for exercise, I highly recommend the box squat. And that's basically where you put a box behind you so that you can tap your butt on it as you squat down and come back up. You could do this body weight or with a dumbbell or a couple dumbbells. I would recommend either probably the goblet position. So a goblet squat to box where you're holding the weight centered as you squat down and come back up. Well, after you're comfortable doing the box squat, or if you're really comfortable with the box, you feel really confident with the box squat, going to the goblet squat is basically just removing the box from behind you and then just squatting with the weight centered on your chest. Again, I feel like this is a great place to start when it comes to squatting because these exercises are fairly easy to set up. Again, you're using free weights, so you can move the weight around the gym wherever you're working out. They're just great exercises to learn the movement mechanics of the squat. So again, if you're just getting started, if you're literally just starting from zero, start with the box squat. And then as you get a little bit more comfortable, go to the goblet squat. Next up is the hinge. So a hinge is basically going to target all of the muscle groups in the back of your legs and your lower back. It's basically the whole posterior chain. So the back of your body, all of the muscle groups that are involved there. The exercises that I'm going to recommend you start with are either a dumbbell Romanian deadlift or a kettlebell Romanian deadlift. This exercise I recommend because it's in the standing position. Again, it's pretty fairly easy to set up, and then it's going to help you learn the hip hinge for some more complicated or some more technical hinge exercises. So the range of motion is a little bit shorter with the Romanian deadlift, but again, it's still teaching you how to properly hinge, which I like. The glute bridge is another hinge exercise that I recommend. This one is when the glute bridge is performed on your back. So there's different hinge exercises. There's standing hinge exercises, and then there's seated or supine laying down exercises of hinging. The glute bridge is one where you are laying down, where you're supine on your back and pressing your hips up towards the ceiling. So I do recommend both of these when you're getting started, so you get practice with a standing hinge and a supine hinge. And then of course you can load the glute bridge as well with dumbbells or kettlebells. I do recommend starting with just body weight if you're just getting started, so you can learn the movements. But as you get more comfortable with the movements, adding and loading those movements is going to help you get stronger over time, which is exciting. When it comes to upper body push, the exercises that I recommend are going to be a chest press or floor press using dumbbells. So the difference between a chest press and a floor press is basically a chest press you perform on a bench, so you perform on your back, laying on a bench. If you don't have a bench, a floor press is another option. Like if you're training at home and you don't have a flat bench to lay on, you can lay on the floor and perform the same exact exercise. I recommend using dumbbells for these. You can of course use kettlebells if that's all you have, but you would need either two kettlebells kettlebells, or you would just do one side at a time when it comes to kettlebells. This is an upper body horizontal pushing exercise. The next one that I recommend for beginners is an incline push-up. Yes, I do start training push-up very early on with clients, but we train it on an incline. So we try to find an incline where you can perform a good amount of repetitions, anywhere from like 6 to 8 reps of the push-up. So if we have to be on like a big incline, like on a countertop height or something like that, we'll start there. But then we'll gradually like try to work our way down as we're continuing to train. So if you're just getting started and you want to do incline push-ups, try to find a pretty comfortable height to where you can bang out 6 to 8 reps with good form. So maintaining a good plank the whole time, elbows are going straight back, and then you're pushing back up to that plank or that tall plank position. Yeah, this is just priming you. An incline push-up is a great option if you want to get your first push-up or you want to train push-ups, but our strength just isn't quite there yet. I highly recommend starting with a incline push-up. All right, when it comes to upper body pull, the exercises that I recommend are, number one, either a banded or a cable lat pull down. So this is where you have either the band or the cable handles up overhead and you're pulling the weight down. So this is going to target your lats, which is the biggest muscle group in your back, but it's going to target mainly your back muscles. I love training with bands again, because most things that you do with like a cable machine, or most things that you can do with a cable machine, like a lat pull down, for example, you can do with bands. So if you're training at home, I highly recommend investing in bands. Again, the ones I use are $30 on Amazon. They're super cost effective and affordable. So yeah, if you're not training in the gym, or if you don't want to use the cable machine, because that is a popular piece of equipment in the gym, but you still want to do your lat pull downs, using bands, setting it up high on like either a pull-up bar or just someplace high and doing your lat pull down that way is a great way to still train your upper back. And then, so that is a vertical pulling exercise. I do also recommend horizontal pulling. So if you're just getting started, I would recommend for that a 3-point dumbbell row. And that is where you have one base of support. So one hand is supporting you on the bench as you're bent over in a hinge position. And then the other side is rowing. So doing that horizontal row. And I recommend that for beginners because, again, you have that support of that one hand. So it's not taxing your lower back or your core as much. And you're still getting a good amount out of that exercise. You're still targeting your lower to mid back or your mid to upper back doing that exercise. And again, you're using dumbbells, so you can pretty much do this. You can move this exercise around the gym wherever you're comfortable. You would need a bench for this exercise or some type of elevated surface that you can place your hands on. But other than that, it's pretty mobile where you can train this exercise. All right, the last category of exercises is going to be core. And I'm going to recommend a few here if you're just getting started, just because your core encompasses all of the musculature around your torso. So not just your abs, like your six-pack abs in the front, right? It's going to incorporate all of those muscle groups going all the way around your torso. One of my mentors described it as thinking about like the shape of a soda can and how it's like a cylinder. Your core works the same way. So all of the musculature around your torso incorporates your core, and it's important to train all of it. So some beginner-friendly exercises that I recommend for your core are going to be a supine march, which is where you're laying on your back, reaching one leg out and bringing it back at a time. I recommend planks or a plank drag if you want something a little bit more challenging, where you're dragging a dumbbell or a kettlebell side to side, back and forth as you hold a plank position. If we're not quite ready for that, we can start with just a plank, either a tall plank or an elbow plank. I also recommend some banded wood chops. So they can be just straight across the body, horizontal wood chop. You can do a diagonal, going from low to high or going high to low to switch it up. This is going to get some rotation in there for you. And again, it's pretty easy to set up and pretty beginner friendly. And then Pale-off press, which is anti-rotation, which is where you're holding, either holding a band or cable out in front of you or to your chest, or you're pressing back and forth. There's a few different variations of the pale-off press that you can do. There's many variations of the pale-off press that you can do. But yeah, I recommend either the presses or the holds to get started. Again, this is anti-rotation, but all of these exercises are training your core in some capacity. They're just targeting different muscles, different types of movements that your core would do, and they're all important. So I highly recommend giving all of them a shot. So if you had a chance to grab my free template, Lifting Made Easy, at trainbrieogletree.com/lift, you can absolutely plug these exercises into that template, plug in your rep scheme, and you have a workout and you're ready to go and ready to start lifting. So hopefully this guide was helpful to you. Now, if you listen to this episode and you're like, I don't want to do all this work on my own, I don't want to figure out what exercises to do, I do have a coaching membership called Thrive Coaching, and you are more than welcome to join the priority list for that, so that you're the first to know when I open my doors again. And basically the membership is everything that I just described. So I put together the program for you. There are beginner friendly options in there. There's everything from body weight options when it comes to strength training, all the way up to barbell options. You get a lot of choices. I like to call it the choose your own adventure workout, right? Because I give you the options in every single section and you choose based on the equipment that you have available and based on your current level where you want to take that workout. I do provide that membership to clients so that they have a well-rounded workout program and so that you're not wasting time in the gym and you know you're getting ineffective workouts every time you work out. So if you are interested in that, definitely hop on the priority list below. I've linked it in the show notes wherever you're listening to or watching this video. I'd be happy to tell you more about that when the door is open and work with you in getting your lifting journey started. All right, so that is going to be it for this week. Hopefully that mini guide was helpful to you. Hopefully I didn't ramble too much for you. But if you have follow-up questions on anything that I talked about this week, please let me know. You can shoot me a DM over on Instagram. My handle is at Brie Ogletree. Or you can leave me a voice memo by clicking the link in the show notes of this episode and letting me know what your question is or what your follow-up comments are to this episode. And I'm always open to different topics that you'd like me to cover. If there's something that I'm not covering on the podcast that you want to hear more about, please let me know. I'm always open to that feedback. So I will talk to you in the next episode. Be sure to subscribe so you do not miss the next episode, and I will talk to you soon.